Armenian Church celebrates the Feast of the Ascension of Christ, the day when we remember how Christ ascended into heaven. The Gospels say that the resurrected Christ stayed with his disciples for 40 days, and on the 40th day he ascended into heaven from the Mount of Olives, which is now called the Mount of Ascension. And we remember this every Sunday in our Divine Liturgy when we recite the Nicene Creed, the Havdalah, and we say, ascending into heaven with the same body, he sat at the right hand of the Father. And at his ascension, he gave four commandments. He said, go out, go, leave Jerusalem, and go out to the entire world. He said, make disciples of all nations. He had told them to be examples in others' lives, bringing them to this new faith. He said, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. This namely is given to the apostles and the priests to do. But we are all called to pray for others in the name of the Holy Trinity. And he said, teach them all that I have commanded you. Not just the commandments that you like, but also the commandments you don't like. Teach them everything I have commanded you. And he says not to do this in classrooms or with books or in teaching settings with teachers and students, but rather teach all my commandments through example. The way you live your life is the greatest way to teach another how to live. Those that have been to Jerusalem and have ascended the Mount of Ascension will know that there is a mosque on the top of the mountain. And that mosque once was an Armenian church, but today it is a mosque, and once a year, the Armenians celebrate the Divine Liturgy there, along with the Greeks, the Copts, and the Syrians. And underneath the dome of this mosque, there is a little square piece of rock. And on that rock is said to be Christ's footprint. Now, we can go and discuss this and debate this until Christ's second coming, whether or not that is really his footprint. But we learn two very important truths about it. The first is that wherever Christ walks, he leaves his footprints, especially in our lives. When Christ enters our lives are changed forever, and they are never the same. And second, we are called to follow in those same footsteps. Saint Peter, who was present at the ascension of Christ, writes in his letter, his first letter, Christ left you an example that you should follow in his steps. It echoes Christ's invitation to all of us when he says, follow me. This means that we too will endure the same journey that Christ endured. A life of rejection, a life of suffering, a life of loss. But at the same time, we will experience resurrection, new life, and rebirth. Many people will say that we cannot follow in Christ's footsteps, that we are not worthy or we are unable to, but this is not true. There was once a story of a Persian prince who was always hunched over his entire life, and he decided one day he was going to build a statue, tall and straight and upright of himself. And he builds it, and every day he comes before that statue and he so slightly raises his head up to look all the way to the top of what he one day wants to be. And he does this for years. Eventually, his hunch disappears, and he looks up, and he stands up straight and tall. We too are like this prince. We are bent under the weight of the world. We are bent under the weight of the worries, the sadnesses, the pains, and the fears we have. But each and every one of us can and will stand tall when we look up to see the resurrected and the ascended Christ as our example. This Thursday, I ask that as we remember and we celebrate the ascension of Christ, we remember his commandments. Go, make disciples, baptize, and teach. That we follow in his footsteps, having him as an example in our lives, so that we too can be examples in the lives of others, in the lives of our families, our friends, our children, our grandchildren, our co-workers, and our fellow men. And when we feel the weight of the world bringing us down, we remember Christ's final words at his ascension. I am with you always, even until the close of the age.